You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News.
Oh my God. That is spreading so fast. It's a fire at the 55-kilometer mark on the Skeena River.
On Saturday night, a wildfire was reported only 55 kilometers from Prince Rupert along Highway 16. Videos on social media show a fire close to the rail line and spreading up a steep ridge next to the tracks. By Sunday evening, BC Wildfire Service was dispatching crews to attack the fire, and as of August 17th, the fire is now considered under control. This comes after another wildfire was started along Highway 16 near Cedarvale, allegedly sparked by an RV that had caught fire while driving and pulled over. That fire required dozens of personnel in single-lane traffic for several days before the fire was considered under control. As the conditions remained dry and hot for the final leg of summer, we checked in with the Northwest Fire Center to see how crews are preparing for what could still be an active wildfire season and a very hot summer and fall.
So, my name is Sarah Fregon. S-A-R-A-H-F-R-I-G-O-N, and I am currently a Fire Information Officer with the Northwest Fire Center.
Great, Sarah. Thanks so much for being here on CICK News. We are well into this year's fire season, and we just wanted to check in to see how things are going here in the Northwest. We know that there have been a few fires popping up here in the Northwest Fire Center region, and a couple that are currently on the map, and one near Prince Rupert. So firstly, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what activity is going on right now, especially with that fire that's near Prince Rupert.
Absolutely. So there's currently only two active wildfires within the Northwest Fire Center, both of which are now under control. So neither fire is anticipated to spread beyond current perimeters. So there is one at Coyote Creek, which was R41118, and that one is classified as under control. It's not expected to see any growth beyond the current perimeter, and this fire will continue to be monitored by BCWS personnel. So some smoke may be visible, but it is still under control, and it's not going to pose a risk to public safety or values. And the one that is out by Prince Rupert is R81663, and this fire is burning in steep rocky terrain, which has presented additional challenges for firefighting efforts. That is the one that is located 35 kilometers east of Prince Rupert, but it is now under control, so we have seen some IA initial attack success. Highway 16 does remain open, however, traffic is limited to single-lane alternating traffic under the direction of Ministry of Transportation. We do really urge residents to check Drive BC for updates. We do have 7 BCWS personnel currently responding, as well as a helicopter is with them, and the Thornhill Fire Department is still responding today as well. And that fire is not going to pose immediate threats to public structures or public safety at this time.
Okay, great. Maybe you could also tell us a little bit about how some of these fires have been started. I know that both of these were human caused, but what do you know about how they started in the first place?
So at this time, they are just suspected to be human caused. So they are currently subject to investigation. So I can't talk too much about that as we don't have all the information present just yet.
I guess the other question was, obviously, we're seeing some more activity in the region, and we're expecting to see some drier, hotter conditions for the foreseeable future, over the next couple of weeks. What are equipment and crews in the Northwest Fire Center preparing for the remainder of the fire season?
Yeah. So conditions can be a bit hard to forecast, you know, up to a month ahead of time, as we still have a couple more weeks ahead of us within the fire season. Weather can often change quite quickly. However, as this week, drying conditions are expected to continue in the Northwest Fire Center, it can contribute to further drying of fuels. We're anticipating some warmer weather to persist with limited precipitation and some risk of lightning in the region. There is a potential for new wildfires to start, but initial attack remains a priority for us, and we continue to have crews and resources ready to respond with new fires.
Where are currently the equipment and the resources staged? I know there obviously have been a lot more intense fires down south, and that some of the crews and personnel have been deployed, you know, out of the Northwest Fire Region. So where are some of that equipment and those crews stationed at the moment?
Yeah, I don't have specific numbers on hand, but we do continue to have resources not only stationed strategically within our fire center, but there's also some that are outside of our fire center. And we're kind of trying to prioritize our own initial attack as well as helping other centers as best we can.
You know, if people are traveling through the region, obviously summer, there's a lot of people moving around, camping, trailers and RVs making their way through the region. What should they know if they're going towards these areas where there could be fires or at the moment where there are fires?
So one thing that we would like people to know is that for the most up-to-date, like highway and road information and conditions, we really advise people to check with DriveBC, as that's going to have the most up-to-date information. If they're driving ahead, please plan your trip ahead of time. You can check for the most up-to-date wildfire information on our public BC wildfire map or downloading our app for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. As well as if you're driving and, you know, if you see some smoke, there's never, we really encourage people to report smoke if you see it or report a wildfire. And you can do that by dialing 1-800-663-5555 or *5555 on a cell phone. You can also actually report fires to the BC Wildfire Service app using the report a fire function, and you can also attach a photo with your report.
Sarah, I'm not sure if you can answer this, but I know that there have been some challenges with service along the corridor on the Highway 16 in the Northwest. If people can't get through, what are they advised to do?
If people see a wildfire, that we would love for them to report it to 1-800-663-5555 or *5555 on a cell phone. They can also do it through the DC Wildfire Service mobile app and use the report a fire function, attaching a photo with the report. We really appreciate the public, you know, being our eyes and ears out on the landscape there when we're not able to maybe see something right away, and we really appreciate that people are reporting what they can see.
Okay, great. Sarah, thanks so much for the information today.
You bet. You have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.